The words of the introit are, as newborn infants desire the rational milk without guile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Clergy, dear faithful, today is Low Sunday, meaning that after the glorious Easter liturgies, we have returned into a little bit more regular Sunday liturgy, back to normal, so to speak. During the most of the Easter week, the Gospel texts spoke about rushing of the holy women when they went into our Lord's tomb to see him. We, as Christians, we should, like the holy women, rush to Christ, like an infant rushes to his mother, the mother who takes good care of him. But in the Gospel today, the apostles, they were hiding out of fear of our Lord's enemies. They locked themselves in to keep enemies out. Notice that they were locked in, but they were not locked down. If you see from the Oxford Dictionary of English about the verb to lock down, the first meaning what is given is to confine prisoners to their cells, especially as a security measure following a disturbance. The security measures for both the sick and the healthy, which were supposed to last only 2 weeks, they still continue after over a year. How long will maskings and lockdowns are supposed to continue? Another year, 2 years, 10 years maybe? Are we ever supposed to go back to normal? Probably not, because God's enemies are always firmly for lockdowns. Even enemies of liberty and freedom, they support this system. Those who are old enough remember the Berlin Wall. It wasn't built to keep people out. It was built to keep people in. Since today is the feast day of one of the patrons of sick and shut-in, I'll tell you about her, Saint Gemma Galgani. Saint Gemma was an Italian girl who died this day in the year 1903. She was from an Italian city named Lucca. Famous composer Puccini was from Lucca, and incidentally, Father Cicada's mother, Eleanor, was also from that city. Lucca was an independent republic in the Middle Ages, which wanted to maintain its independence and freedom among the medieval wars. Lucca had in its banner the word libertas, liberty, but then came the French Revolution and destroyed both the state and liberty. Saint Gemma's father was named Henry Galgani. He was a chemist in profession, and descended from the family of another saint from Lucca, Saint John Lenardi. When Gemma was only 2 years old, she was sent with her brothers to a private half-boarding school, which was taken care of by sisters of Saint Zita. And the sisters, they saw how innocent and virtuous Gemma was right away. While Gemma was in that school, a very bad type of whooping cough invaded Lucca. The sisters thought that they should send Gemma and her brothers back home, but the priest advised not to because the mother was very ill. So they kept them, and little Gemma was asked to pray for the school. And truly, at her prayers, not one student in the school was ever infected. Throughout her life, Saint Gemma was privileged to receive visions from our Lord. Her dear mother became very sick, and Gemma kept praying and praying, like a child is obliged to do. The first time Gemma saw Jesus was on the day of her confirmation. In thanksgiving of her confirmation, she remained in church to hear another Mass. And while she was hearing the Mass and praying for her mother, all of a sudden she heard our Lord's voice, which said, "Will you give your mother to me?" She said, "Yes, but only if you take me too." But our Lord answered, "No, give your mother to me unreservedly. You have to stay with your father, and I'll take you to heaven later." Little Gemma was obliged to answer yes to Jesus. She made the sacrifice of what she held most dear in the world, her mother. She ran home after Mass and found her mother dying, and she knelt down and prayed and cried at her bedside. When she grew up, sickness and death remained with Gemma throughout her short life. Her brother Gino, who was studying for priesthood and was in minor orders, was dying of tuberculosis, and Gemma saw clearly the danger of contagion. But regardless of her own life, she remained close by his bed day and night, serving and comforting him and suggesting holy thoughts to prepare him for eternity. For her whole life, Saint Gemma herself was ill, oftentimes bedridden. She loved to help the poor, even though her family lost all its property and she was orphaned. Though she never desired fame, she became a celebrity in Lucca after receiving the stigmata, the wounds of crucifixion, which our Lord showed Saint Thomas today. And what happens to the celebrities? People start to flock and run to them. Suddenly, in Lucca, everybody seemed to be talking about her, and all these people came to her house in order to see her. Gemma didn't like to be a celebrity, but she bore this cross by asking important questions from her visitors, like these: "Have you heard Mass this morning? How long is it since you went to the sacraments? Do you always say your prayers morning and night? Do you ever think of all that Jesus has suffered for us?" Gemma is a good saint for our troubled times because to the human curiosity, she gave a heavenly response. Our human nature wants to see and understand. In our time, people are so quick to rush after everything which either excites their imagination or what they in their panic think protects them. Those who seek safety and salvation from this life, they rush and line up to take the jab or are pressured to do so. Our times are times of new moral panic, where anyone who does not submit is an enemy of the people. The people think they see a threat and rush into a solution, a revolution, and suppression of human rights and decency. This new moral panic is perfect preparation for the times of the Antichrist. He will first present himself as the Savior and answer to all the problems in the world. And then he says that anything or anyone who stands in the way of his power must be destroyed. And because people have been prepared to believe everything they hear from the mainstream media as truth for generations, they will believe him and rush to do whatever he says. But for us today, whether our problems are of body or of soul, it is God we must rush to. Our Lord says to St. Thomas today, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." St. Louis IX, King of France, he was one day in church in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Suddenly he was informed that a miracle had taken place. Christ was visible in the Blessed Eucharist in the form of a lovely child. The king was urged to rush out and see this miracle, but he remained in the church and said, "Let those who do not believe by faith go and see. I believe that Christ, our Lord, is present in the Blessed Eucharist, and so firm is this my belief that I need not see him with my eyes." Dear faithful, would that we all had such faith, that we will believe more in Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament than what the experts claim, the government commands, what the media reports, or even what our own eyes see. For our little parish, this new moral panic has been really a blessing, because our people, all of you, have started to rush to the Mass. It is truly an apostolic blessing. When the apostles had not received the Holy Ghost yet, they were afraid and shut themselves in. But after the coming of the Holy Ghost, they were brave and rushed out to preach to people, eventually meeting their death. But we also have many sick and shut in and locked down who have no chance to either go to Mass or receive our Lord from the hands of a priest. For them, Saint Gemma is also such a great little saint to have devotion to. On one Good Friday, she was so sick that her caretakers did not allow her to go to church. So she shut herself in her room and began the Tre Ore devotions by herself. And then her guardian angel came by her side, and they prayed together. The angel helped Gemma to keep company to Jesus and Mary, and Jesus himself appeared to her and gave her Holy Communion. If you cannot go to Mass, either because of sickness or long distance, remember you can always keep company to our Lord in your home or in your own bed, as Saint Gemma did. You can read the Mass from your missal and pray the Divine Office or Little Office of Our Lady or recite the Rosary, and this way prepare yourself for spiritual communion. Say first the act of contrition and then make a spiritual communion, saying, "My Jesus, I believe that thou art present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love thee above all things, and I desire thee in my soul. Since I cannot now receive thee sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As thou art already there, I embrace thee and unite myself wholly to thee. Permit not that I should ever be separated from thee. Amen." Today on Low Sunday, our Lord promises us peace, his peace. It is true peace, one that world can never give us. It is peace what makes us safe. And to this peace, you are never pressured to rush to out of fear, but out of love. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.